that I intend to stand for election as leader of the Scottish National Party. One of the benefits of stepping back from frontline politics a year ago is that I've had the time and the opportunity to see our political situation from a different perspective than before.
He's had the job once before and says he hopes to create a modern, diverse and dynamic Scotland. We understand Kate Forbes is listening to him before deciding her own intentions. Humza Yousaf resigned as First Minister on Monday. Olivia Rodrigo says she's working out refunds after becoming the third artist to have shows cancelled by a new UK venue not being ready. A bit of the aircon came loose, which meant a rapper show at Co-op Live in Manchester last night was called off with just an hour's notice. After protesting outside the University of California in LA for a week,
you don't scare us. We're not leaving. You don't scare us. We're not leaving.
Pro-Palestinian demonstrators are now being moved from the encampment, having voiced their support for Gaza. There's a new daily high for the number of crossings by suspected asylum seekers in the English Channel this year. Home Office stats show 711 people were detected yesterday. The Prince and Princess of Wales have released a new photograph of their daughter Charlotte on her 9th birthday. They followed the format of last week when Louis turned 6 in sharing it on social media during the day. And Apple says it's desperately trying to fix a problem which has meant some iPhone alarms haven't been going off. It's not clear how many devices are affected, but social media is flooded with complaints. That's the latest. I'm Anna Bates.
This is Phoenix FM.
I've got an iPhone, but it's so old. I don't think that it's... I can't do the updates. I can't actually do updates on my phone anymore because it's so old and the memory's full. Yeah.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, the weather, 20 degrees today, heavy rain and a gentle breeze. Now, at the moment, it's looking pretty clear in Brentwood, although dull, but by about 7 o'clock, there is a 60% chance of rain for the evening up until about 10 o'clock. And then overnight, possibly, there might be some rain showers early hours of the morning, and then into Friday, and it will be rainy on Friday for most of the day at 13 degrees.
Oh. Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHB. AC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your...
A very good afternoon. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Coming up in the next half an hour, I'm going to be speaking to the exact opposite, Jamie and Nigel, about their new, or debut rather, album that's coming out tomorrow, and also talking about the track Look At Him Go, which I've been playing on the show since I received it, which is very, very good. So chatting to the guys, and they're going to be doing a live session on Zoom, I've never done that before, so fingers crossed it'll all go okay, and nothing will catch fire. Let's be on the positive side. I don't know what to wear. You know, this morning I got up and I keep going, Alexa, can you tell me the temperature today? Because I don't want to come out in a jumper. I'm like, do I need a jumper? Do I not need a jumper? I mean, yesterday I had like a wrap over the top of what I was wearing. But then I had to take it off because it was too warm. And then today I've got a linen shirt on. But then I wore a linen shirt last week and it was too cold. But today it's absolutely fine. I do like my linen. I do like me because it keeps it nice and cool. And I've got my jeans on. Oh, I don't know why that's coming on. That should have been off. Who's messaging me? Who is it? Let's have a look. Well, Martin. All right. I'm wearing linen, but it's a bit difficult at the moment, isn't it? It's a bit difficult to find out what's going on with this weather. I think we're getting some warm weather now. I was watching the weatherman this morning, and he said this is because a warm front's coming in from Europe, and it's hitting us and the cold air, and that's why we've got all the thunderstorms and everything. But hopefully the warmer weather will be coming more and more, because we just need some sunshine. I mean, because it's gone on long enough, you know. Now we're a bit fed up. This has been since about October, as it's September last year. We've had this kind of weather that's just like, and we need a bit of sunshine, because it'll make us all feel a little bit better, won't it? A bit more cheerful. Here's Pet Shop Boys. This is Loneliness.
Thank you. The sky's up above me. A star so bright, you blind me. Yeah, don't close.
Let's take that with Rule the World. Before that, we had Dua Lipa with Training Session, and then the Pet Shop Boys, their brand new track called Lonely List. Just coming up to 11:15 on Eat My Brunch.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Be part of Havering's biggest coffee morning by hosting your own work or personal tea party or coffee morning for St Francis Hospice on any day in May. Support your local charity in their 40th birthday year and help raise vital funds for local people in need. For more information, visit the St. Francis Hospice Facebook page or the St. Francis Hospice website, sfh.org.uk.
Phoenix FM.
Dandy Warhols with Every Day Should Be a Holiday. It should. Now, not yesterday, Tuesday, I spoke to Blue Scar and Amy Britannia. The interview will be up online a little bit later. Didn't have a chance to get it done yesterday because I was in London, but it will be up online, and the track is out this Friday, and it's called In Your Power. I'm going to play it for you now.
Keep me warm, 'cause I don't need any.
That is a great song. That's Blue Scar and Amy Britannia, In Your Power. We've got live music coming up soon with The Exact Opposite. They're getting themselves ready. So I can't wait to chat to the guys about their debut album, which is coming out tomorrow, and also loads more. So that'll be in the next couple of minutes. Before that, Beyonce's just popped in.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold'em.
Hey.
So lay our cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus.
Ooh.
And throw your keys up.
Hey.
Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come throw some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a
hey.
Come take it to the floor now.
Woo!
There's a tornado,
ooh, there's a tornado
in my city,
in my city,
in the basement,
the basement.
That ain't pretty,
ain't pretty.
Rugged whiskey,
we're surviving,
a break of kisses, sweet redemption, passing time, yeah. Ooh,
one step to the right,
we headed to the dive bar, we always thought was nice. Then spin me in the middle, boy, I can't read your mind.
This ain't Texas,
oh.
Ain't no hold'em.
Hey.
Lay our cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus,
oh.
Throw your keys up.
Take it to the
and
floor.
I'll be
now.
Damned, ooh, if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a
bag.
Come take it to the floor now.
I'll
be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a come take it to the flow now. Ooh. Take it to the flow now. Ooh.
Oops. Spurs.
To the flow now. Ooh.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
You're listening to Michelle.
You're listening to Eat My Brunch on Phoenix FM.
Now, Now it is guest time. I've been playing the track Look At Him Go since I received it. It's a brilliant track. And the exact opposite should be joining me now. That's Jamie and Nigel. And Friday sees the release of their album called Skill Issue, which is their debut. See you there, guys.
I think so, yes. Can you hear us?
Okay, you're nice. So nice and clear.
Hello.
No, I can't tell which
this voice is Nigel.
Hello, here. Nigel.
And this voice is Jamie.
Oh, Jamie. Oh, a slightly deeper voice there for Jamie.
Had a couple of beers last night.
This is probably the clearest Zoom I think I've ever had. It's great to talk to you. I've been really loving your track. It is really, really good. And I love the little bit at the end. No, it's not at the end. It's the little bit that's got that noise. And I was trying to work out what synthesizer you've used, but you can tell me a bit about it in a while. So before we talk about the debut album, which is coming out, and you're also going to be playing live on Zoom, which is amazing, tell us about your music backgrounds and how you both got together.
We're both from Oxford or the Oxford area, I was in a band called Unbelievable Truth, and we'd released a couple of albums, and it had all gone very well, and then the singer left, and then I was looking around for another band, and Jamie was in a local band that had done really well called Dust Bowl, but their drummer had left in a fracas.
Run off with my girlfriend.
So I kind of stepped into that breach. We became Dive Dive and worked together for a long time. We released four albums with that band. Then it kind of, there was a long period where we weren't doing anything because some of Dive Dive went off to be the backing band for Frank Turner, which we did for 15 years. With the pandemic, I'd finished working with Frank, and I asked Jamie if he was still writing songs, and he was, and they were all great. So we started doing this.
And you don't just write together, you produce everything and do everything yourselves.
Mostly Nigel does the production, the engineering, yes, but we pull it all together ourselves and get a little bit of help along the way from studio space and then also mastering and things like that. But yeah, we do a lot of the work ourselves.
Because it is quite difficult when you're writing together as well. You've got to really gel with somebody, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's for the most part, Jamie and I have worked together for so long now, like that potted history. We met in probably for the first time in 1998, and then I joined Dust Bowl in 2001. I mean, we've got the chemistry together. We know how to work together, and mostly the songs come fairly well formed out of Jamie, and I just kind of massage them into a shape, a disciplined shape.
Yeah, I think you do yourself a disservice, but yeah.
And do you have to be working together, or do you do things? I know you're both in the same area, but do you do quite a lot remotely as well? So you might come up with, you know, you've got your melody and maybe the guitar and the vocals, and then you kind of put stuff together. Is that what you're saying you do?
I can send sketches over to Nigel. I just hastily recorded stuff on an iPhone and say, hey, what about this? But we do have to get together into the same room and hack out the ideas. So, not as much distance creation as something.
Yeah, I think a lot of what kind of makes us how we are is Jamie playing his idea at me and then me drumming at it, which you can't do kind of over Zoom.
Mm, yes.
And it's also that instant back and forth communication and reaction where I'll play something and it'll make him go, "Ooh, I wasn't expecting that," and he'll play it slightly differently, and I'll go, "Oh my god, oh no, he's doing that," and that'll make me play slightly differently, and it's what gives things their distinctiveness, that collaboration and the kind of intuitive communication.
Do you think, because you had a little bit of a break, you were saying you had a little bit of a break from music, we weren't writing as much, do you find it sort of made you more excited to do stuff when you have that break? Because sometimes if you've worked at music throughout your whole life and then you take that little bit of time out, you come back really fresh.
I think yes. I think the sort of bit of time of not being on the road and doing gigs for me anyway sort of gave me different appreciation for how much I love it, but it sort of put a break in. I never stopped writing songs, but it sort of changed the tone of what I was writing and sort of started writing things from a different perspective. So, yeah, it was healthy to have a little bit of a break.
Whereas I'm unhealthy and I just haven't stopped being on the road or making music since I was 17, basically.
Wow.
So no health here.
No health there. I'm going to ask, before you do one of your live tracks, because you're going to do two live tracks, thank you so much, fantastic. I've asked a lot of musicians this. Do you ever feel like a song is gifted from the universe? Now, I've only had one person went, no. Everybody else has gone, yeah, sometimes I feel a song comes through me from somewhere else. It's so quick onto the page. It's like I almost haven't written it myself, although I know I have.
You know what? I have had that, and I instantly go to the place that I must have ripped that off from someone. Right? I send stuff to Nigel. It's like I can't stop writing the song. Like everything just keeps coming out, and it's writing itself. Who have I nicked it from? And then we scratch around trying to figure out, oh, you nicked that from... But sometimes not. Sometimes not. So maybe they are out of the ether.
I mean, it's easy for me, because they're always gifted from God. Well, let's not call Jamie God, but they're always gifted from Jamie to me, because they just arrive and I'm excited and I'm like, wow, this is incredible. And it sounds a little bit like Slint, but that's okay.
Well, you can start calling him God if you like. That might be the new thing.
Stage name, right?
I don't think that's a power dynamic we want to get into particularly.
Not really. Welcome to the stage, God. It was like, oh, wonderful. Now, we're going to talk about your debut album together in a while, but what song are you going to play for us first? Because this is a first for us on Phoenix FM. Normally, I interview guests in the studio and they do live performances, and you guys will be the very first time that somebody's done a live performance on Zoom.
Let's hope it goes all right. What song are we doing, Jamie?
Should we do What We Do at Night?
Yes, we shall.
Lovely.
Okay. Correct notes.
No way I'm ever gonna live through this day. I'm tired and I'm on the one show in this town. Some say I never make a mistake, no. Surprises in the end game, no. Don't fail me now. What we do at night is our concern.
sounded amazing.
Well, thank goodness for that. We crossed the technical bridge and were unsullied.
Oh, that is fabulous. And that's called What We Do at Night.
Yeah, What We Do at Night is a second track on Skill Issue.
Lovely. So let's talk about, before we get you to play some more music, let's talk about the debut album, which is it out tomorrow?
It's out tomorrow. Very exciting.
So tell us about how many tracks are on the album. The kind of is there a theme to the album?
It's 12 tracks, and Jamie writes the lyrics. I don't deal with themes, I'm a drummer.
I guess if there is an underlying theme, it's sort of, it is about questioning whether you should be in a band or not, which has been going on for quite some time in my lyrics. Like, but yeah, I think if there is a theme into, I don't know, 5 or 6 of the songs, it's like, really? Is it time to call it a day? That sort of thing.
Mm. Oh, are you okay there? I thought somebody was falling over. It's not the drum. I always feel sorry for drummers, you know, because they're the first people to turn up at a gig. And when everybody's gone, oh, that was a great gig, see you later, they're still sat there as everyone gets in their cars and drives off.
Yeah, I mean, I'm familiar with that, but that's okay. You know, it's also that I have the most protection if people start throwing things. So it's swings and roundabouts.
Excellent. So you're releasing your EP. I keep saying EP. You've got an album, actually, which is really nice, actually, to have 12 tracks on an album rather than 2 on an EP. So you're releasing it. Are you going to be going on to Bandcamp, and are you doing physical copies as well?
Yep, it's on Bandcamp. We hummed and ahed about physical copies for a while, but because it's like, do people really actually buy things anymore? I mean, no, I know vinyl is quite popular at the moment, but yeah, we're doing CDs this time, and which at the moment you can get from Bandcamp or direct from us at theexactopposite.uk. But yeah, other than that, it's on the usual places, which pay 0.03 pence per stream.
And that's why you should always have CDs, because people who want to support you will buy the CDs, and they can go back into making more music. And people do buy, yeah, they do buy CDs. Tell us about the way that you feel the industry has changed, because I try and explain to people quite a bit how difficult it is for independent musicians to actually make anything. And it's, you don't do it for that reason. I don't know any musician that does it just for the money, especially when you're doing original material. So just explain how difficult it is to get your music heard.
It is a kind of interesting game of two halves nowadays, because in some ways it's never been easier to actually create music. Because, you know, when I'm old, and when I was growing up, the tools to create music were a studio, and that was expensive. And nowadays, everybody's got a computer that is capable of making tracks, an album, whatever they want, and it's already in their own home. And also, actually, there's ways of getting it onto Spotify and all of those other places, so distribution for bands is actually easier than it ever has been. But trying to get heard, that's the kind of most challenging bit. That's where amazing shows like yours, Michelle, come in, that there are people who kind of believe in the grassroots and the underground and are still out there pushing it. But in terms of there's gatekeepers to the big national stations, the, you know, BBC, Radio X, that kind of thing, and nothing against it, but they, if you want to be on those kind of stations, generally you have to be on a big major label or a label with a lot of money who can push you in there. So it's trying to get heard has become harder than ever, but actually making music, which is the satisfying part. Sorry to be going against you and be all kind of sunny and optimistic, but actually making music is kind of the most democratized it's ever been, I think.
Yeah, I agree. And you need support, musicians, but if you're listening out there and go and like their pages, that costs you nothing for a start. Always makes a huge amount of difference. You're doing a few gigs. Are you going to be gigging the album?
Yeah, we've got shows coming up next week. We're playing Oxford on Friday. We're playing London Aces and Eights, which is probably the most relevant to your area. It's only a short train ride away. that's in Kentish Town. That's, I think, actually, I don't know where it is. NW5, wherever that is in London.
That's Saturday.
That's Saturday, the 11th of May, we're playing there. And then in Bristol and Trowbridge, a few other places here and there, but that's the main ones.
And will it be just the two of you, is it, or do you got other people coming in to sort of play as well?
Just us two and the machine.
Is that what you call it? Who's called the machine?
We've got to give it a name, but yeah, there is some program base and stuff. And yeah.
See, there you go. You've got Welcome to the Stage, God and the Machine. What a name! You can have that one. I was going to ask you, I should have asked you this off air, so it gives you a bit of time to think of this, but tell me your favourite lyric that you've ever written from one of your songs. It might be from what you've done on the debut album. So tell me which one that you're really, really proud of, and when you wrote it, you went, yes, this is incredible.
I don't know. I'm never that hubristic, like to say, oh, that's a showstopper, that one. But I am really pleased, and comes back to the theme of you know, assessing your options, with the very first lyric on the album, which is from the song Look at Him Go, and it's about superheroes aging and not sure whether he should do it anymore. And the first line is, for all the world he's frightened, now that his own horizons have narrowed down to nothing at all. Which I like.
Yes, there we go. Yeah, you should, you know, you've got to sing your own praises. That's the whole thing, isn't it? I always ask. Go on.
I sing praises for Jamie quite a lot, because I think he's amazing. I mean, the album's littered with great lyrics. I mean, in that same song, in Look at Him Go, the bit towards the end where he said, sizing the lines around his eyes, he's finding the kind that only come from crying. And I think that's a great pair of lines. Yeah. And I'll go into battle to tell people so.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great song. I've been loving playing it on the show, and I've got a few other places actually. I need to message you off air to tell you a few other stations you can get in contact with as well. Won't say it on air because I get told off.
Okay, that would be great. Thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome. My boss will be listening, and also I just have to say that my boss said, "Is the guy that's coming on called Nigel?" And I went, "Yeah." I said, "Your surname?" And he went, "I know." He said, "He's been doing a degree." And he said, "I've been doing the degree," and it's just a weird coincidence.
Yeah, you messaged me this. I was prepared for this one, but yes, it's funny. I just finished a degree, well, like a year and a bit ago, in computer science. It was kind of remote learning, which turned out to be lucky, considering I did it clear across the pandemic, and it kept me out of trouble. But yeah, so and your boss was on the course as well. Hello,
who owns the stations? There we go. It's a small world. So yeah, there we go. So the album is coming out tomorrow. It is called Skill Issue. It's the exact opposite. You will be able to find them across social media. They're on Instagram. They're also on Facebook, and you've got like your Linktree page as well, I believe.
Yeah, trying to be efficient and all that stuff. You know, it's a shame nowadays that musicians have to be IT experts as well.
Yeah, it is, because if you don't promote it, it's just you've got to be out there. Are you on TikTok yet?
No. I've tried TikTok, and I don't know what I'm doing. I don't think we would have anything to add to the world of TikTok, but you know, we should for the sake of promotion.
It's very weird, TikTok. You never know what is going to sort of suddenly you go, oh god, I've got a couple of thousand hits on that one, and it's something, it's normally something terrible that you've done and not to do with music. It's just, it could be you've put a little video up of a cat or something, and it seems to get, you know, hundreds of thousands of views, but never mind. Now you're going to do another song for us to end the interview, which has been great to talk to you both. So tell us about this track.
While Jamie tunes his guitar down, because it requires a different tuning, this is called FFS, and I love this track. It's so sunny and happy, even though apparently the lyrics aren't. I had to ask Jamie about that, but it's sounds like a summer's day to me, this song. Summer's day with depressing lyrics.
Excellent. Take it away.
Okay.
Shall I take it away?
One night to be right. never change the way I am worn and weathered.
Appreciative audience you are. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you. Normally I have more people in the studio so they can be clapping with me. Your musicianship is fantastic. You can hear that. I mean, you're not in the studio with me on Zoom. You can hear it. And also, I have to say, the vocals and the harmonies are spot on. They're gorgeous.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's all auto-tune.
Well, I'll never know. I can't see them actually on the screen, so that could have been a recording for all I know. I'm kidding. That was live. You both sound fantastic. Hopefully we'll get to see you maybe down in Essex. I know it's a bit of a journey, but hopefully you'll be able to come maybe to come to Hot Box or something, which is a fantastic venue in Chelmsford. Maybe we'd be able to get you in there or something. It'd be fantastic. So
yeah, I'd love to play Chelmsford lots of times in my time.
Oh, yeah. It's a really good venue, actually. Fatboy Slim's played there not so long ago. It's a little fun.
Nice.
Yeah, very nice. It's really good to talk to you both. That is Jamie and Nigel. The band is called The Exact Opposite. You will find them online. The album is out tomorrow. It's a debut called Skill Issue. And the track that I've been playing on the show all this week and part of last week as well is Look At Him Go. So you can find out more. This interview will be up online a little bit later so you can have a listen again. But lovely to talk to you guys.
You rule. Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, they were fantastic. You know, I have lots and lots of bands in, and you know, I love my music anyway, but they were really on it. They were on it. And those harmonies were on it. I mean, you can imagine if you go and see that band live. I mean, they were live on the radio then, but if you go and see the band live, you're just going to have an amazing evening of music. Just get me up to 11:55. Let's get some ads. Let me press that button. There we go. Hey, well done, Michelle.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., Contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room. Making your celebration that bit more special.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Taking us up to the news, here is Ed Rome on the A-list. This is The Vendetta. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM.